Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Kellitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. And also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
It's a new week. It's actually the beginning of a new month by the time we get to the end of the week. It's the beginning of the month of Christmas, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go, creating a bit of fantasy right in the minds of people who have spent a lot of time driving, including yours truly. Yesterday, I spent 5 hours in my truck going out to Western Mass. Sometimes I forget. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every time there's a holiday, I'm on the road going in the same direction as the people who are going home. Yesterday, the Massachusetts Turnpike, gridlock like you wouldn't believe. Ooh. It was the same on Wednesday with people going away for the weekend and coming back for the weekend. And so I was going out to Western Mass to pick up some equipment for the farm, and it's just, and the people, the way they drive, Okay, so anyway, I'm fantasizing about what we can create in people's minds as we kind of officially start Christmas month, or maybe I should wait until Friday to do that, right? Or a week from today, does that seem better? Hunting for an opportunity.
Technically, we can start Thursday, or we could start today. Yeah. You know what? It's your name on the show. You can do what
That's
you want.
True. Right, I'm the commodity
you make
here.
The rules.
I'm the brand. I've made the rules. Yeah, okay. So let's hold on to I think we should hold on to Thanksgiving and Christmas because it's good to be thankful all the time. It's good to create that feeling. Anyway, here's the story about a boyfriend who dove into the ocean off the coast of Florida near Sarasota. He kind of botched, apparently, asking, will you please be my neighbor? No, will you please be my wife? This is a video from Facebook. Scott Klein and Susie Tucker. They were on a boat, right? Sunset, all that great stuff. Stunning backdrop. Backdrop, good Doug. Backdrop. Mr. Klein is 35 years of age. He pulls out a ring box from his shorts. As he prepared to get down on his knees, the box fell into the water.
And his quick reflexes, he jumped right in after
right
it.
Right in. Yep, right, exactly. His girlfriend is laughing while he jumps in. A friend on the boat, who, of course, captured everybody's got a cell phone, so it's all on video, helped Mr. Klein, thank you, Doug, by grabbing the ring from him. And putting it safely, he finds it, gives it to his friend, and it's safe again. Reunited with his girlfriend, the proposal gets back into focus. Apparently, there's no audio on that video. You're a romanticist. You probably watched this 10 times, right?
Yeah, just once. It was
so sweet.
It was funny.
Yeah. Real.
Just the fact that there was no hesitation. It was like the ring fell. And we've seen, there are different videos like this that do float around. And a ring falls in water or down a grate or something. And people just are so shell-shocked that they just stand there and with their mouths to the floor. The jaws are just dropped. And this guy was like, jumped right in.
Let's
really
go.
Quick.
He should be flying an airplane, like in service to America, flying a plane. He'd have been a good pilot in some war that we were involved in one way or another. Anyway, so he had the ring. She eventually got the ring. And they're going to live happily ever after, right? You predicting that? Happy forever.
Fairy tales aren't real. Takes work.
Yeah,
but it's worth it.
Fairy tales can come true. It'll happen to you. Okay, so has the last 2.5 years been a fairy tale? Or has it been a nightmare? Dr. Fauci.
In between.
Yeah, right. Somewhere in between. Dr. Fauci on his way out, having, as you can imagine, a number of exit interviews, talking about, among other things, his job as the top official responsible for COVID, or at least treating COVID, or then he gets asked the hard question. Is it or isn't it? Was it or wasn't it? Do we or don't we? What do we have? There are all kinds of theories that have been discussed, as you know, about the virus and where it came from. Was it leaked? Was it leaked on purpose? The answer to that question is, I have an open mind. I get a kick out of that. I have an open mind to what the scenario is or was. Now that the Chinese are having to eat this problem themselves, people are looking at it. Those who were saying, nah, this couldn't have been, the Chinese wouldn't have done that. Well, it certainly looks like they could have done that. He was on Meet the Jerks on NBC, and he talked about the theory that the virus may have been leaked on purpose, acknowledging that a group of international respected virologists have said they have strong evidence that shows that the virus jumped from animals to humans, but that hasn't been definitively proven. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. And then he says the Chinese government acted suspiciously. Wow. You think? Mm-hmm. There you go.
What are some of those things? Because this has been so heavily speculated one way or the other. Was it an accident? Was it on purpose? What were the ulterior motives? Should it have been on purpose? Were they trying to do something in China specifically? Or were they wanting to make it go worldwide? Did somebody not realize how far it would go? It just, there's so much to the story that I'm surprised it's not being more heavily investigated.
Well, because we're too busy investigating Trump and what a bad guy he is. That takes all the energy out of the room. We got to make sure we get rid of him no matter what.
But only on the American level, only in the U.S. I mean,
what,
worldwide.
We want to get rid of Trump, or talking about the situation?
The focus on Donald Trump and investigating
him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why hasn't somebody in Europe gone after this info? Why isn't somebody in Italy, where it really first got started?
Across the board, worldwide, why has this not yet been more heavily investigated? Or is it being, and the general public just don't know?
The Chinese government.
Why don't we know?
Yeah. The Chinese government this week adopting a zero-tolerance COVID policy. So they've locked down the big cities in China, travel restrictions galore. The Foreign Relations Commission or committee in the Senate was the guy who chairs it is Chris Murphy from Connecticut. He said on the CNN Waste of Time State of the Union show, he didn't yet know whether the protests against Xi's leadership. I've talked about that, I think, three or four times last week. The fellow that is supposedly the president. You said he's not a president. He's the Communist Party chairman, and therefore he's going to be the leader, but he certainly isn't the president. Wasn't elected. Anyway, the statement from Murphy that I caught that I thought was interesting is these dictators, unfortunately, have pretty sophisticated means of staying in power. Really? It's called a gun. Yeah. And poison. And whatever other things they use to get rid of people. Oh, maybe the COVID. Let's spread that around a little bit. So now it's really the people in China, because the economy is going down the tank over there, because this guy is a no good SOB and they begin to realize it. You just wonder, okay, who's next? It's like when Trump was president, who's going to be next? Better? Same? Worse? Mm-hmm. They ask that all the time about that little worm in Korea. I saw a movie yesterday called Devotion, which is about the Korean War, in a manner of speaking, and the relationship two pilots had as friends. And it was complicated because one of them was black. And in 1950, blacks were not welcome in the service by a lot of the idiot, ignorant white men who didn't want to see blacks doing anything. At least they didn't want to fight with them. I don't know whether they thought they were going to get cooties or what from, you know, that was in the 50s. When Eisenhower was president, that's when the latrines became unisex. Not unisex, but...
Interracial.
Yeah, interracial.
Or non-segregated.
Until that time, black men, and if there were women in the service, couldn't go into the same toilet as whites. Yeah. Anyway.
It's so hard to think that that is not that far.
I know. That far back.
It's still
right. 100 years after the war that was supposed to end all wars in terms of what was the future of our country. Meanwhile, who's Margaret Brennan? Anybody really? This is one of the NBC, the CBS show Face the Nation has a host named Margaret Brennan. And I guess I'm thinking, I don't watch these shows anymore. Haven't for a long, long time. Used to be a lot of news. So we're starting off this hour with the news that came out of Meet the Jerks on NBC. But Face the Nation with Margaret Brennan. Used to be that there were big-time news people that were, and I'm not, I just don't know who she is. She's in somebody, maybe it's just because I don't watch the news, I don't know who she is. I certainly know who Cuomo is, right? I know who Banfield is because I watch that News Nation channel when I want to get a kind of twist or the right,
well, they've what been around I for so long, too. It's almost like we're getting into the next generation of
yeah, maybe
journalists.
That's it. Right, exactly. Bring back Huntley and Brinkley. Even, right? You don't even know who Huntley and Brinkley are.
I have no
idea, right?
Nope.
There. Now I'm showing my age. Ask your dad who Huntley and Brinkley were, right? And a lot of these news people, probably Walter Cronkite. Most everybody knows that name, right?
Oh, I would think so. I hope so.
Yeah, I think that there are people like that around. At any rate, we have covered an important discussion. And a sad note, if you will, and that's not meant to be a pun, but there are a lot of people who are pretty, I don't know if shocked is the right word, but the passing of Irene Cara, who had that big voice and did the theme to Fame and Flashdance, she's passed away. She was only 63. And there really isn't, at this point in time, a cause of death. The information is not there.
Does say that information will be released once available.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's not that important. The important thing is to remember what she was all about in terms of that voice and how iconic those songs are. Both, all the stuff, because she had, the ability. She was born in the Bronx. She was a child performer. She was a child she performed as a youngster on The Tonight Show with Carson. She was a regular on The Electric Company. Who remembers that? What we remember is Coco Hernandez, right? In Fame.
Mm-hmm. From right? Fame. She also sang the title track. But I think probably one of the most, and she won the Oscar for this song, Flashdance, What a Feeling.
Yeah. Well, I think all of them have been remembered. A lot of people thought Jennifer Beals was the one who sang the song.
Oh, really?
And that's obviously not the case. She won the Grammy, though. That was very cool. And an Oscar. Other credits include her roles as Sparkle Williams in the drama Sparkle. I don't know that. Was that a Broadway play? I don't know that.
She was on Broadway. Musical a lot. Drama. I think that one made it to the big screen, and then she
did it.
Was in something with Clint Eastwood, City Heat.
Yeah, you don't know that movie. It's I don't know how to best describe City Heat, other than it being a fun movie. There's a movie called Heat that has Sandra Bullock. And the heavy actress, what's her name?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what it's called.
I can see her.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. That's a really cute film.
Yeah, it is. Yep, yeah. City Heat was Clint Reeves. There was another one that Eastwood was in with Burt Reynolds. And they had a similar title to it, as I remember. Anyway, that's not about Irene Cara. The fact that she had such a great voice and a great career, and it's cut short by her early death, is kind of the sad note of reality here.
With With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every day I get up and say, okay, we're going to do the best job that we can because the world needs me. It needs you, Jay. It needs us. And the world needs you, too. I've never been normal, never claimed to be normal. I like who I am, and I like what I do, and I like how I approach what's going on so that we can get people to kind of think about things a little differently than might be the case normally, although I do fall into certain molds from time to time. I don't think I'm an elitist. I don't think I'm an elite thinker, but I do think I'm a thinker, and I would like you to be a thinker as well. You are not average if you allow yourself to be average. That was one of the things that I recoiled against. My father, when I first got started on the radio, actually when I was doing a local program where he and my mother would listen to me, I did things differently even back then. And I used to get criticized for it. I never got fired for it, but I was criticized when I was a disc jockey for talking too much. Shut up and play the music. That's what the program, that was his recipe for shut the
blank up. You know, there are a lot of listeners who listen to music format radio stations and probably think the same thing.
Yeah. Well, now all we have is jukeboxes on the air. There's a couple of really good jocks that are in local markets, some good jocks on Sirius. But there aren't many good jocks anymore. There's a guy named J-Bo Jones. It's not his real name. His name is James Dunn, who's been a disc jockey in the Northeast for a long time. And yesterday, I was listening to him on Sirius. He said something that did shock me. And I think this is what people remember. See, I remembered. This was a 30-second bit, and I remember it 24 hours later. Did you know that Led Zeppelin, The Who, and The Boss never have had a number one song? Never, ever did Led Zeppelin.
That is absurd.
The Who, isn't that something? I mean, it's shocking. Hold on to yourself. The Boss never had a number one song. Never. It's incredible. It is, I think. And so, but anyway, but I consider him to be a cut above the rest of who's around. And he does such a great job of doing things in 20, 30 seconds. And again, there's an example of it. He said, hold on to your hats. Did you know, it's pretty much what I just repeated, that Led Zeppelin, no, I think it was, these three groups have number, and he was introducing a song from Bruce Springsteen, and that's how he got into it. No number one, Led Zeppelin, The Who, and The Boss. That is shocking. It really is.
Seems like their careers have been successful regardless.
Right. Successful and then some. Think about how iconic The Who is. Think about Stairway to Heaven. It was never number one. And how many songs? Bruce Springsteen has had, I think, 43 songs in the top 100, and 24 or 5 of them have been in the top 10, but never one of them got to be number one. I find that appalling, actually. How do we change that? So we got to do something to change that. But how can you change history? Anyway, so there's an interesting way of looking at that sort of thing. It's time for us to be thinking about the reindeer, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and the others who are going to be guiding Santa's sleigh tonight, or not tonight, but, you know, soon. There apparently are some new white reindeer calves that have been born over in England. The three babies are named Mr. Whippy, Vanilla, and 99. Ready to join. It's kind of cute. Mr. Whippy, Vanilla, and 99. Sounds like some of you are going to the Friendly's restaurant. I'll have a Mr. Whippy, please, and make it vanilla. And I'll have a 99
like
with that
House.
To go. Yeah, right. Waffle House, even better.
Smothered and peppered and kept.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, the deer are considered, they're like cows or bison or any of the sort of, reindeer. The deer family is casually related to other four-legged beasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, caribou, that's another one. Yep, exactly. So anyway, they call their youngsters calves. And there are a lot of free-range herds of deer, reindeer, that are up in the Arctic. There are a lot of them. If you go up to the there's a national park up in northern, is it Finland? Or is it, where is this? It's over there, near Sweden, Norway, one of those places. They've got herds of reindeer. And so then the climate apparently is in this area is just great, super. It's cold, snowy. The conditions are great for reindeer. Anyway, so they are they're grazers where they can find the grass. Yeah, it's nice. Kind of, I think of deer and reindeer kind of as the same. Around here, it's hunting season, and there's nothing worse than seeing some guy in a red, bright red outfit shooting a pheasant. I told that story last week. I watched this guy. It was a field that I was haying in, and he's shooting the
pheasants. When it's just for sport.
It's not sport. It's baloney. But there are a lot of deer around now, and they're all looking for food, at least in my neck of the woods. And so maybe the humane thing is to allow the hunters to take them and put them to good use. As long as somebody's eating them, I guess that means that they're being used well and the pelts are being used for something. So, anyway, the early voting will begin in some parts of Georgia this week ahead of the runoff on Saturday, the Senate election between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Democrats maintain control of the Senate through 2024 because of the wins in Nevada and Arizona, so it won't make any difference. Well, it's still 50-50, right? No matter who, if Warnock wins, it isn't 50-50, it's 51-49. I think that's the math. As they've got this,
about right.
Nevada and Arizona have gone to the Democrats. So anyway, they're still with the electoral system, and they're still early voting, and they're still, at least they're voting on the weekend, though, right? This is a Saturday election, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, the runoff... There was the same sort of thing happened back in 2020. There was a 9-week gap then between the general election and the runoff election. Why is it that there are so many close races in Georgia is the question, at least one of the questions I have. I also want to know what's going on with Odell Beckham, free agent for the NFL. He was on an airplane. He was removed from the plane.
Yeah, this is a weird story.
Yeah, but he wasn't charged with anything. He was escorted off the plane. He was unconscious, or he seemed to be going in and out of consciousness. It wasn't like he was drunk, was it? Miami-Dade police investigating. What's the scoop here?
Yeah, there's a couple different stories going on with this. According to the police statement, the flight crew became concerned for a passenger safety, Odell Beckham's safety, when they tried to wake him to fasten his seatbelt, and he was coming in and out of consciousness prior to departure, and they worried that he was seriously ill or had some kind of condition that would worsen sometime throughout that flight, which was supposed to be 5 hours, was 5 hours. So the attendants called for police and fire rescue after asking him to get off the plane, and he wouldn't. And then according to Odell Beckham Jr. and his people, they were saying that he was asleep. He fell asleep. He didn't realize his seatbelt wasn't on, and when they woke him up, he started to put on the seatbelt, but they were already starting to try to kick him off, and he wouldn't leave the plane because he was like, I'm complying with you. I put my seatbelt on. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
Everybody had to get off the plane. They completely had to get off. And then about 2 hours later, the flight eventually took off with all of the passengers minus
including
Beckham.
Him. He didn't go on. See that? And this is leave it to me to know too much about what's going on. American is flying 777s from Miami to LAX. So this is a big plane. It wasn't like there were a couple hundred people on it. Over 300 people on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to put on his seatbelt.
And reports are saying that at no time was he disruptive or combative. Nothing was wrong. No. But yet the police report and the flight crew were saying that this unruly passenger refused to put on their seatbelt.
He wasn't unruly. I can't see that. I'm looking
at what his lawyer said. Well, the thing is, there would have been videos.
Yeah,
there would have already been videos
out
and making the rounds on social media had he been.
Yeah, exactly. So it's an unfortunate incident at any rate. All right, speaking of... this movie that I was talking about this weekend that I went to see called... It's about two men in their relationship during the Korean War. And during it, Elizabeth Taylor is a part. There's a lady playing Elizabeth Taylor, and she's part of the action in the flick. Devotion. Thank you, James. I forgot. When I was looking at that, I thought of this, the dress that had been found over the weekend. Elizabeth Taylor's Lucky Charm Oscars dress disappeared somehow, been missing ever since that night when she won for Best Actress in Butterfield 8. She wore the dress. It was kind of an opera. It looked like, you know, the gloves and all that stuff, the usual diamond earrings. And she was married at that time to Eddie Fisher. How many husbands did she have? Eight? I have seven. She married Burton twice.
But One was twice.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, they found the dress in a suitcase in London, where
just
apparently, where Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor had lived for a while.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The luxury fashion designer Balenciaga, is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
Balenciaga, I did okay, right? I don't even know who they are, but I know that there's a big hub-to-dub about the Bears. This is really a scandal and a half, actually. Sexualization of children. This bondage bear thing. A bear dressed in bondage gear. Who in the hell would be stupid enough to think that was going to make it in...
And that's the question.
Seriously.
Even the photographer who took these shots has come out and they're like, we had no part. We had no part of this. And all I was supposed to do was take these shots in kind of the way that I take photographs and then light things properly. Everything else was out of my hands. And when you think of a campaign like this, because it's children modeling the Balenciaga children's line, but then they also have these other products that are with Balenciaga. They're just not aimed towards children. So we have these adorable children, these cute kids, holding up all these like S&M bondage bears. And it was just, a lot of people are speaking out about how inappropriate it was. And
inappropriate is a gentle
apology,
word for
but
it.
Think about how many people this whole idea even had to go through to for the idea to be conceptualized and then shot. Yeah. How many people were in the room when this was shot? And then to have it actually be pushed out. People approved this. Multiple people, different levels of people approved this.
So what does that say about...
It was just, people just didn't like it as much as they thought it would.
Well, but under the circumstances, as you've said, that's the appropriate way of looking at it. This went up and down the food chain here. This is not a small company. It just what it is the naivete, and that's being nice about it, the lack of, I mean, just the cluelessness of people, or the liberalization of the thought process where everything is okay for kids. We'll teach them early on about bondage. Yeah, right. That makes plenty of sense. No, it doesn't.
Well, it's not even children that would be looking at these catalogs and seeing this campaign.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
Which makes it all the more worse.
It's
really
sick. It's just sick. 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 Anyway, the company should take it in the neck for that. You gotta think there's something wrong with management over there. Okay, here's Nicole Kidman with some good stuff. $100,000 on Hugh Jackman's Music Man hat. She bought it for charity. She brought the crowd at the Winter Garden Theater. They're there. Feet. She paid $100,000 for this hat from his starring run in the revival of The Music Man. They are very good friends, both from Australia. And it was just, it's kind of sweet, actually, when you think about it. Every time I go to the AMC Theater and see her, the little promotional 60-second blurb that she got paid $1 million to do.
But I love that she's promoting people to go to the movie while people are seeing this at the movie.
Yeah, right.
When you think that they, like, put that on television, put that elsewhere.
Well, it is on TV. It's on TV. That's part of the spot for AMC that's around. Anyway,
I haven't seen it on TV. I've only seen it at the movie theater.
Anyway, I don't know, she's been on this. Is Nicole Kidman ever been in a Broadway play? Jackman's a very good actor. I don't know.
I want to say yes. I can't think of the two of them
have worked together on various things, including maybe a Broadway play. But this was good. Congratulations, and we'll all smile about that story. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Social media in the focus, digging into celebrity news that's trending. One of the stories has to do with Shakira and a tax fraud case. As she says, authorities have violated her right to privacy. She's been sued for tax fraud, and now
Shakira,
she's suing.
Yeah. She calls it a whole smear campaign.
Why would they want to smear her?
Well, she said that they violated her right to privacy by handling matters so publicly and without the presumption of innocence, the whole innocent until proven guilty, whereas in today's society,
this
it's almost
Spain,
the rhetoric
Spain,
of guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
And her legal team is reportedly saying that she's not liable for this tax bill, that she's being accused
of almost 14 million bucks.
What's that?
I said it's almost 14 million bucks. I want to claim I'm not liable for it either.
Yeah. Frankly. Well, according to a Spanish law, you have to pay taxes if you spend 183 days or more in the European country in one single year. Well, apparently she didn't live there during this time period. So they are saying that she owes this money from she earned between 2012 and 2014. Her people are saying she didn't live there during this time. She's not liable for this. But if she is found guilty, she could face up to 8 years in prison and a $24 million fine.
Oh, come on. The tax collectors are as bad over there as they are here.
Mm-hmm.
So does she? I didn't realize she was that popular that she's making that kind of dough.
Oh, she's worldwide. She is really? An international superstar.
All right. So anyway, if that's the case, then she's she played soccer? When did she play?
She was married to a soccer player.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anyway, so is this going to be? Does this get adjudicated quickly, or is she trying to adjudicate it in the press which, you know, may have some influence. It's not like Spain was that honest. I think there are a few officials over there that are somewhat corruptible.
Well, the Spanish prosecutors are the one who brought this into the public eye.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, Bob Dylan has used an auto pen to sign his book. And apparently some of the people who spent $599 on a limited edition of his book, there were 900 copies, The Philosophy of Modern Song, are upset after finding that the autographs weren't really his. He auto-signed it, and he's blaming it on COVID. Good luck with that one. Huh? Come on. You can't sign, you lazy so-and-so.
Because it's not an actual signature. It's like...
No, it's a print.
Yeah,
no.
He didn't sign it.
$599 for that. I want my money back. The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Kellitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. And also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.